Freemasonry is one of the oldest organizations still in existence today. Papyrus scrolls that were found in 1888 in excavations in the Libyan desert describe secret meetings of similar groups. 2000 BC. These brotherhoods had already been involved in the building of the Temple of Solomon and fulfilled then their functions similar to today's unions, yet they already had a mystical tradition. The objective of Masonry is given as the inner transformation through spiritual perfection in reverence of God. Since Freemasons belong to different religions, they call this God the Great Builder of all worlds. Further references are found in the Egyptian Book of the Dead and the God Thoth, who had been their Grandmaster. Grandmaster is the usual title for the highest leaders. The spiritual knowledge of the Freemasons had been replaced by symbols, allegories and rituals which served communication. A secret language with symbols, for example, the Masonic ritual handshake, the pyramid, the pentagram, the use of the numbers 3, 7, 13 and 33 in coats of arms, emblems and today in company logos and names. The most important symbol in many organizations, including Freemasonry, is the apron. The apron, which at the outset was simple and unadorned, was replaced by the priesthood of Melchizedek around 2200 BC by a white lambskin and is still used like that today. In ancient Egypt, the gods, who according to old traditions were flying the divine ships, were represented in temple paintings with the apron. Later, the priests wore the apron as a sign of devotion to the flying gods and as a sign of authority, representing 12. The gods over the people. The members of the Brotherhood of the Snake already wore the apron around 3400 BC to show their submission to the gods who came from heaven in flying wheels. It is doubtful that the lower grades of the different lodges today know the initial use of the apron. Already wore the apron around 3400 BC to show their submission to the gods who came from heaven in flying wheels. It is doubtful that the lower grades of the different lodges today know the initial use of the apron. Before 1307, a Knights Templar, together with the Knights of St. John of Jerusalem and in part the Teutonic Knights, these two were originally charitable orders, were leading organizations behind the Crusades against the Muslims. Although these orders were inimical to each other, they fought together for Christianity. It is no coincidence that there is vagueness about the Knights Templar and their historical and occult background, for this uncertainty was established purposefully, especially during the past 150 years. The secret about the Templars would not be if it had not been made to be by circles and powers who had and have an understandable interest, from their point of view, to keep the truth in obscurity. Thus it came to pass that the Templars shared a common destiny with their Lord Jesus Christ, as the latter's teachings had been perverted and reversed when the Old Testament he had vehemently fought against was added to the Christian doctrine, so was the spirit of the Order of the Templars also turned. In both cases the central point of the falsification was the same. In recent times several neo-pseudo-Templar orders have sprung up. Among these you certainly find people of good intent, but also charlatans and servants of exactly that spirit the old Templars had fought. An amalgamation of the name and spirit of the Templars with components of Freemasonry is utterly grotesque, yet it was done. The Knights Templar degree and the York Rite. Two very pious men stood at the outset of the Order of the Knights Templar, Hugues of Payens and Geoffroy de Streatumer, a Frank and a Norman. They collected a group of friends spirited by a faith typical of the Middle Ages, a faith so powerful that we can hardly imagine it today. Christmas 1117. This small circle decided to form a group for the protection of pilgrims in Jerusalem. It was their only wish to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and the faith. The group, now grown to 9 knights, stood rather alone. They had no protection, nor adequate funds. Next spring the group went to Baldwin I, Latin King of Jerusalem, and to the Patriarch. Their intent was lauded, and, after having lived in the German House, a hospital run by Germans, they were soon given quarters on the ancient site of the temple. and although this earned them the name of Knights Templar, they always understood themselves to be the brothers of the true Temple of Christ, by which they meant the inner temple of the soul. The history of the Templars would be quite different and probably rather unimportant had they not discovered in the ruins of the temple a rather remarkable find the knights did not at first know what to do with. These were remains of Hebrew writings, small scraps really, but whose contents would soon become of utmost importance to the Templars and the Order's history from then on. These scraps were sent to the erudite Ishan Harding, who got them translated. And this became the impetus for all that followed. The find proved to be fragments of statements by Jewish Ishchaimin, spies, who, at the order of the priesthood, reported on the actions of the cursed Mamza, son of Ahor, Jesus, and his blasphemy against the God of Israel. And the contents of these reports conflicted absolutely with what was commonly preached. According to them, Jesus called the Hebrew god Jahweh Satan and reproached the Jews for having made the devil himself into their only god. Traces of this can still be found in the Gospel of John in the New Testament, where Jesus tells the Jews, "You belong to your father, the devil." John 8:44. There had to have been an immense falsification of the teachings of Christ. 13. To understand the profound shock that hit the Templars, one has to think of their strong faith. The God that the Church taught as Father of Christ was, in Jesus' own words, the devil whom to fight he had come to earth. A study of the Bible soon revealed to the common sense of the simple Templars that the teachings of Jesus and the Old Testament were diametrically opposed and therefore could never belong together. Furthermore, the Jews never called their God Father but Jahweh and El Shaddai. El Shaddai, though, was Shin, that is, the fallen angel. Shedim equals depravity, El equals archangel. El is often wrongly translated with God. God, however, is Eel in the old Oriental tongues. Faith. The God that the Church taught as Father of Christ was, in Jesus' own words, the devil whom to fight he had come to earth. A study of the Bible soon revealed to the common sense of the simple Templars that the teachings of Jesus and the Old Testament were diametrically opposed and therefore could never belong together. Furthermore, the Jews never called their God Father but Jahweh and El Shaddai. El Shaddai, though, was Shin, that is, the fallen angel. Shedim equals depravity, El equals archangel. El is often wrongly translated with God. God, however, is Eel in the old Oriental tongues. H. Come 1, readers, this is all historical fact and has nothing to do with my translation of meaning. We present as it is presented. Furthermore, however, we are in the land where El Shaddai is the biggest break-off from the Roman Catholic sect and must be noted, in the form of charismatic leader Brother Mike Villard, in the Philippines and now gaining great attention in the United States and other places of note. You have to now understand that the confrontations are between leaders and again, as throughout history, the masses of citizens are totally without knowing and are manipulated by the power brokers, when, in the year 1128, the formal founding of the order took place, where Bernard de Clairvaux, later Saint Bernard, acted in a sense as patron. The small gathering already had a secret. It was their determination to penetrate the truth of the Christ. Up to then there was only uncertainty, soon one would know for sure. But one has to understand this determination as that of a group of almost naively pious knights who just wanted to serve their Lord Jesus Christ and to rediscover his true teachings. There was nothing aggressive in this, for they were not insinuating any evil wrongdoing. It was Bernard who told them that their ambitions would be frowned upon and that it would be wise not to lay their thoughts open. In the following years, no further indications of the original teaching of Christ were found. The Order of the Templars now took on military tasks. The secret soon only lived on in the memories of a few, mainly provincial brothers. The practical requirements in the Orient left little time or space to care about the secret. The closer contact with Islam was giving new impulses. Some letters attributed to Ali ibn Abi Talib, Imam Ali, fell into the hands of a Templar unit during an advance on Damascus. In these, Ali told of a later falsification of the Quran which he likened to the adulteration in the Gospels of Christ. These papers got to the Provence where the old thought resurfaced to search of the truth of the Christ. Now things happened in quick succession. A document was passed on to the provincial commandery which most probably came from Kuthar circles. No wonder then that later the Templars refused to take part in the crusade against the Kuthars. It was a piece of the original Gospel of John, written by the heretic Marcion in 94 AD. A letter was enclosed that gave a brief history of Marcion's life. Here we should state that Marcion succeeded in founding an important, purely Christian movement between 90 and 130 AD that only started to decline after he was murdered. Marcion, who had actually met the Apostle John, taught that Jesus Christ was God incarnate, that there was no further God Yahweh, but that this Hebrew God was Satan himself. He further said that Jesus promised the people self-healing, so only the goodwill of an individual was required, but no temples and hence no church organization. From then on an order within the order established itself, a proper sworn Marcionite group. This special formation within the order of the Templars was mainly made up of provincials and Germans. The majority of the Knights Templar at the time certainly never knew why the cross of the order was changed from the simple equal armed onto the Knight's Cross. In the beginning the Knight's Cross is known today did not exist. The Templars wore a simple red cross in their white cloaks. Only the surreptitious influence of 14. The Marcionites made the Marcionite cross, the cross of thorns, the symbol of the Templars. In early Christian times the cross of thorns had been the symbol of the Marcionites, it was the heretic's cross. It is said that the evangelist John had fashioned the cross from thorns for the Holy Mother Mary. Marcion then chose the red cross of thorns as a sign of pure Christianity. To the initiate the Knight's Cross, then is the symbol Marcion's. In later times appeared the double cross of thorns of the Templars' esoteric science. At the same time the Templars' battle cry Vive Dieu Saint Amour, long live God of Holy Love, emerged to express the exclusive turning to Christ and the renunciation of the Old Testament God of Revenge image. The majority of people both within and without the order were of course not privy to the underlying reasons of all this. The time did not yet appear right. One was still awaiting further irrefutable proof in documents of early Christianity. And such documents were indeed found, although in very roundabout ways too complicated to retell here. Suffice it to say that two Templars found a very old Marcionite cache in some ruins in Carthage. They were not there by accident, but following the trail of Marcion who had been there quite often. They found not just scraps of the original writings of John and Matthew but also an old Carthaginian faith and creation manuscript including the Greek translation probably by Marcion himself. And in the manuscript, the Illuiscera, one could recognize the true foundations of the teachings of Christ. Of the Templar revelation from the year 1236 it is only important to mention that it heralds a bright realm in the land of midnight, Germany, the precursors of which should be the select of the Knights Templar. The revelation occurred when a female manifestation appeared to two knights in a room of the old Carthage and gave them that very message. Because of this vision, Berlin Temple of Temple Court was founded as the northern capital of the New Babylon. What creed, what attitude of mind and what view of the world did the Templars actually represent? The medieval Occident rested on three pillars. The Jewish-Christian religion, the finance and trade economy based on the permission to ask for interest given in the Old Testament, and the principle of an absolutist rule. The Templars aimed at pulling those pillars down as soon as time and their growing possibilities for action were right. So, the elimination of the Jewish-Christian church and the establishment instead of an early Christian denomination with the exclusion of all Old Testament components, resulting from this a revolutionary change of the financial and economic system and a ban on interest, the abolition of the absolutist monarchies and the establishment of an aristocratic republican order. This of course shows that the ruling powers had to seek to destroy the Templars. After the fall of Jerusalem, which meant the final victory of the Muslims, The Knights of the Order of Saint John fled the Holy Land and in the following years lived on Mediterranean islands, whose names they used in their titles. So they were first called the Knights of Rhodes, then the Knights of Malta. They became an amazing military and naval force in the Mediterranean until they were defeated by Napoleon in 1789. In 1834 their headquarters had been transferred to Rome, and today they are known as the Sovereign and Military Order of Malta, SMUM, the Maltese Cross. Members are, among others, the deceased William Casey, ex-chief of the CIA 1981-87, Alexander Haig, former U.S. Secretary of State, Lee Iacocca, chairman of Chrysler Corporation, James Buckley, Radio Free Europe, John McCone, CIA chief under Kennedy, Alexander de Maurenches, head of the French Secret Service, and Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, former president of France. Because they failed to save the Holy Land, the Knights Templar fell on difficult times. Therefore, in 1307 they were persecuted by the Vatican at the instigation of Philippe IV, Le Templars. In early Christian times the cross of thorns had been the symbol of the Marcionites, it was the heretic's cross. It is said that the evangelist John had fashioned the cross from thorns for the Holy Mother Mary. Marcion then chose the red cross of thorns as a sign of pure Christianity. To the initiate the knight's cross, then is the symbol Marcion's. In later times appeared the double cross of thorns of the Templars' esoteric science. At the same time the Templars' battle cry Vive Dieu Saint Amour! Long live God of Holy Love! Emerged to express the exclusive turning to Christ and the renunciation of the Old Testament God of Revenge image. The majority of people both within and without the order were of course not privy to the underlying reasons of all this. The time did not yet appear right. One was still awaiting further irrefutable proof in documents of early Christianity. And such documents were indeed found, although in very roundabout ways too complicated to retell here. Suffice it to say that two Templars found a very old Marcionite cache in some ruins in Carthage. They were not there by accident, but following the trail of Marcion who had been there quite often. They found not just scraps of the original writings of John and Matthew but also an old Carthaginian faith and creation manuscript including the Greek translation probably by Marcion himself. And in the manuscript, the Iluiscera, one could recognize the true foundations of the teachings of Christ. Of the Templar revelation from the year 1236 it is only important to mention that it heralds a bright realm in the land of midnight, Germany, the precursors of which should be the select of the Knights Templar. The revelation occurred when a female manifestation appeared to two knights in a room of the old Carthage and gave them that very message. Because of this vision, Berlin Temple of Temple Court was founded as the northern capital of the New Babylon. What creed, what attitude of mind and what view of the world did the Templars actually represent? The medieval Occident rested on three pillars: the Jewish Christian religion, the finance and trade economy based on the permission to ask for interest given in the Old Testament, and the principle of an absolutist rule. The Templars aimed at pulling those pillars down as soon as time and their growing possibilities for action were right. So, the elimination of the Jewish Christian Church and the establishment instead of an early Christian denomination with the exclusion of all Old Testament components, resulting from this a revolutionary change of the financial and economic system and a ban on interest, the abolition of the absolutist monarchies and the establishment of an aristocratic republican order. This of course shows that the ruling powers had to seek to destroy the Templars. After the fall of Jerusalem, which meant the final victory of the Muslims, the Knights of the Order of Saint John fled the Holy Land and in the following years lived on Mediterranean islands, whose names they used in their titles. So they were first called the Knights of Rhodes, then the Knights of Malta. They became an amazing military and naval force in the Mediterranean until they were defeated by Napoleon in 1789. In 1834 their headquarters had been transferred to Rome, and today they are known as the Sovereign and Military Order of Malta, SMUM, the Maltese Cross. Members are, Among others, the deceased William Casey, ex-chief of the CIA 1981-87, Alexander Haig, former U.S. Secretary of State, Lee Iacocca, chairman of Chrysler Corporation, James Buckley, Radio Free Europe, John McGone, CIA chief under Kennedy, Alexander de Marenches, head of the French Secret Service, and Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, former president of France. Because they failed to save the Holy Land, the Knights Templar fell on difficult times. Therefore, in 1307 they were persecuted by the Vatican at the instigation of Philippe IV, Le 15, Bel, the Fair. They were accused of satanic and other practices, and of course King Philippe had always envied them their power and privileges. So the Knights Templar flew France to seek refuge in safer lands like Portugal, England and Scotland, where the Vatican's might was diminished. There some of them joined the already existing Masonic lodges and worked under new identities for the Protestant Reformation to revenge their persecution by the Catholic Church. Another group of Templars was re-established in Portugal. There they changed their name to Knights of Christ and later, were rehabilitated by Pope Clement V. They again gained substantial power. On March 18, 1314, Philippe IV had the Grand Master Jacques de Molay burnt at the stake in front of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The Franciscans and the Dominicans were two further institutions at the time of the Crusades. The Franciscans adopted the robe with a cord and utonsure, formed the Egyptian Brotherhood at El Amarna, and were quite humane. The Dominicans, however, were the tools of probably the cruelest institution ever created by man, the Catholic Inquisition. In 14 Philippe had always envied them their power and privileges. So the Knights Templar flew France to seek refuge in safer lands like Portugal, England and Scotland, where the Vatican's might was diminished. There some of them joined the already existing Masonic lodges and worked under new identities for the Protestant Reformation to revenge their persecution by the Catholic Church. Another group of Templars was re-established in Portugal. There they changed their name to Knights of Christ and later, were rehabilitated by Pope Clement V. They again gained substantial power. On March 18, 1314, Philippe IV had the Grand Master Jacques de Molay burnt at the stake in front of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The Franciscans and the Dominicans were two further institutions at the time of the Crusades. The Franciscans adopted the robe with a cord and utonsure, formed the Egyptian Brotherhood at El Amarna, and were quite humane. The Dominicans, however, were the tools of probably the cruelest institution ever created by man, the Catholic Inquisition. In 14th century Germany, the highest initiates of the Brotherhood of the Snake, together with its body of knowledge, appeared for the first time under the Latin name of Illuminati. The biblical term for snake, Nahash, derives from the root NHSH, which means decipher, discover. The Latin term illuminare means to illumine, to recognize, to know. One of the main branches of the Illuminati in Germany was the mystical Rosicrucians, who were introduced at the beginning of the 9th century by Charlemagne. The first official lodge was founded in Worms in 1100 AD. The Rosicrucians had the nerve to pretend to have knowledge of the extraterrestrial origin of humanity and of the Egyptian esoteric doctrine. They were commended for their work with mystical symbols and their alchemy. The connection between Rosicrucians and the Illuminati was very close, so that rising in the secret initiation degrees often led to being admitted by the Illuminati. The reason that Rosicrucians are very difficult to trace is that every large branch of the Brotherhood worked openly for 108 years after its foundation, only to continue the next 108 years in secret. These changing phases created the impression that the order had disappeared in the meantime, and so made the brothers' work easier. Some authors give 1614 as the year the Rosicrucians order was established, because then a document was published in Hesse announcing their existence and calling for members to sign up. At this time another phase of public work had started. The document called for people to give up false teachers like the Pope, Aristotle and Galen, a popular physician of antiquity, It told the story of the fictitious Christian Rosenkreutz, to symbolize their founding. Today the latter is often falsely given as the true founder. The system with the 108-year cycle had been a real success. The Rosicrucians today are represented by several branches who have developed into one of the most positive orders and aim to use their knowledge for the spiritual and mental deliverance of the individual. For example, the Amok, Antiquus Mysticus Order Rosicrucis equals Ancient Mystical Order of the Rosy Cross. The Illuminati and the Rosicrucians were the driving force behind the religious drive during the years of pestilence. They were joined by the Friends of God, who had a strong apocalyptic teaching and demanded absolute obedience to their rulers. The whole movement was later passed on to the Order of Saint John, whom Albury Mackey in his book Encyclopedia of Freemasonry calls a Freemason organization with a secret mission. Martin Luther also had close links to both the Illuminati and the Rosicrucians, which insiders could recognize by his seal, a rose and a cross with his initials, like the seal of the Rosicrucians. At this time, the Catholic Church was led by Pope Leo X, the son of 16. Lorenzo de' Medici. The latter was the head of a rich international banker's family in Florence. One generation before him, Pope John XXII had given the Medici family the task of collecting taxes and tithes for the church. This helped the Medici to become one of the richest and the most influential banking houses in Europe. Luther's rebellion against the Catholic Church was justified because the latter had become a business institution rather than a place of faith. One of the leading personalities of the Reformation was Philip of Hesse, called the Magnanimous, who founded the first Protestant university at Marburg and organized a political alliance against the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. After Luther's death, his confessional community was supported by Sir Francis Bacon, the highest Rosicrucian in England. Under King James I, Bacon coordinated the project of writing an authorized Protestant English Bible. This version was first published in 1611 and became as the King James Bible, the most widely used Bible in the English-speaking world. H. Please read that again. A rich international banker's family in Florence. One generation before him, Pope John XXII had given the Medici family the task of collecting taxes and tithes for the church. This helped the Medici to become one of the richest and the most influential banking houses in Europe. Luther's rebellion against the Catholic Church was justified because the latter had become a business institution rather than a place of faith. One of the leading personalities of the Reformation was Philip of Hesse, called the Magnanimous, who founded the first Protestant university at Marburg and organized a political alliance against the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. After Luther's death, his confessional community was supported by Sir Francis Bacon, the highest Rosicrucian in England. Under King James I, Bacon coordinated the project of writing an authorized Protestant English Bible. This version was first published in 1611 and became as the King James Bible, the most widely used Bible in the English-speaking world. H. Please read that again. 1611 and hardly 2,000 years ago, the Counter-Reformation was led by a new brotherhood, the Society of Jesus, better known as the Jesuits. These were formed in 1534 by Ignatius Loyola, and they were a militant Catholic secret society with secret rituals, symbolism and initiation degrees. The oath for the second degree demanded the death of all Freemasons and Protestants. The Jesuits were sent to England to fight against the Protestant heretics. They were very busily searching for heretics to punish, which meant that the Freemasons really had to guard their secret cells. They stood to lose their heads. The Freemasons worked in total secrecy in England, Scotland and Ireland and promoted the observance of human rights and of Protestantism. The signing of the Magna Carta was attended by the Grand Masters of the Freemasons and the Knights Templar, and the different lodges were also responsible for the Protestant movements in England and in Germany. In 1717 the London Masonic Lodge began to work in public, for they thought England to be safe enough. This time is given in many history books as the start of Freemasonry.